You're listening to SBS News.
Dozens have been killed and many more injured in twin suicide bombings in Afghanistan's capital. The first explosion was detonated by an attacker on a motorbike. The second followed 15 minutes later after a crowd had gathered at the scene. Kabul Police Chief Mohammed Daud says the second bomber disguised himself as a cameraman, standing among journalists responding to the first attack.
The enemy, posing as a cameraman, detonated his explosives among a group of journalists in the area. As a result of the explosion, a number of our journalists and other people who were passers-by and nearby residents who were gathered at the scene were martyred and wounded.
Alam, a cameraman standing just metres from the second blast, describes finding his colleagues lying on the ground.
I was about 10 metres away from the site of the first explosion, trying to enter the site when the second blast happened. It was very powerful, and when I was finally at the site, I found many of my fellow reporters lying on the ground, some of them dead already.
News agency AFP's chief photographer in Kabul, Shah Marai, is among the victims. Hundreds of friends, relatives and colleagues attended his funeral in the Galdara district of Kabul. Journalists from Radio Free Europe and multiple Afghan broadcasters were also among those killed in the blast. European Commission spokesman Margarita Skinas has condemned the attack, which has been claimed by IS.
Even in war, there are laws. Civilians and journalists who risk their lives to report from dangerous and difficult places must never be a target. The European Union and the European Commission stand with the Afghan people and with journalists worldwide.
Reporters Without Borders Secretary General Christophe Dalois says the attacks highlight the dangers journalists face covering conflicts in war-torn countries.
Le niveau de menace est en permanence extrêmement élevé en Afghanistan.
The level of threat is always extremely high in Afghanistan, with journalists being attacked by the Islamic State group and the Taliban in many of the country's provinces. But there has not been an attack as serious as this since the beginning of the war in 2001.
Steve Butler from the Committee to Protect Journalists says the blasts in Kabul are yet another setback for press freedom in the region.
The idea that you can attack, in one attack, kill nine journalists, is it's going to inhibit the way they cover this very important news that is taking place in Afghanistan. There's no question about that.
A 10th journalist, BBC reporter Ahmad Shah, was killed in a shooting in the eastern Afghanistan city of Khost on the same day. The Committee to Protect Journalists, Steve Butler, says the current state of press freedom is deteriorating in many parts of the world.
Well, it's in a lot of trouble, to be perfectly honest. I mean, last year we recorded a record number of journalists who were in prison at the end of the year. Certainly, and across Asia, you find governments becoming more and more oppressive and difficult to work with for the press. And in the past, you could always count on some kind of leadership from the U.S. government and a president who would speak out in favor of press freedom. Instead, we now have a president who, criticizes the press almost every day and insults them, calling them fake news.
But it's not all bad news. Mr. Butler says there are some countries where press freedom is thriving.
There are definitely bright spots. In Korea, South Korea particularly, a very free and open press. You have that in Taiwan. Sri Lanka is certainly much better than it was in earlier years.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.